Benjamin Bates. Three lines at the bottom. I assume he finished the whole Gemara on Zion Bates. I told him that I gave him such an easy amount to do. Then believe that, and when we get to a real hard one, I'll make sure he's back on duty so he should have to work for.
Where's Ben doing?
I'm not planning to go anywhere. I'm just saying, just to make up for the fact I gave him an easy amount to do. You know what I mean?
Turn the page, actually. Ever come on, it's for April
5th. Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I'm planning to go anywhere. If I'm a Tamani.
Your daughter
is
Shem.
Okay, Shem. Let me learn. Give me a bracha. Bracha's kind of influence. Now we have to learn Torah. If I'm a Tamani, Torah is bigger than any bracha. If I'm a Tamani, Shemit Minah Kasim Shaver. The Mishnah says if she admits that she sinned, that she's Tamei, she's defiled, she writes a receipt on the Tzubah. Now, there's a big argument throughout Shas whether a receipt is a first option or a last option. Sometimes we have no other option but to write a receipt. But a receipt makes it incumbent on the person that paid, they have to hold on to the receipt. It shouldn't be collected from twice. So is that a first option or a last option? Meaning, let's say a woman comes to her husband, says, you divorced me, she has a get. Can you please pay me the tzubah? Now, if the husband pays the tzubah, she can come back a week later or 6 months later, pull out the get and say, you divorced me. He'll say, I paid you already. She said, no, you didn't. So the option would be one of two. Either you tell the lady, where is your shtar tzubah? You can't get paid without the shtar tzubah even the first time. It becomes incumbent on the woman to keep her shtar tzubah if she wants to collect. And if she can't show it, we say to her, we feel bad for you, but what can we do? We're not going to make your husband hold that receipt. Or you say, poor hubby, I'm sorry you're stuck, but you have to hold on to the receipt. That's the Shaila of Machloikis of Kaitzman Shaver. Is receipt the first option? Or do we say to the woman, you can't collect your ksubah unless you can show us, give us the ksubah? Because we're not making your husband hold on to the receipt. That's the Machloikis Tanoim.
We're okay with her holding on to the receipt.
No receipt. No, we take it away from her. Okay. If she comes with the Shtar ksubah to collect,
she
has to give it up. Why does she have to hold on to the Shtar Ksubah? The Ksubah is a financial document to get her money from her husband. She wants to get paid, get the Ksubah. I'm not talking about the get. I'm talking about the Ksubah. So the fact that the Mishnah says she writes a receipt seems to tell us that we put the burden on keeping the receipt on the husband. Because if not, you don't have to write a receipt. Just take your wife's Ksubah back. And if he doesn't have it, she doesn't get paid. And in this case, she's not getting paid because she's admitting to me, honey. Dr. Gemara Shammah Minah Kaifin Shaver. Dr. Rashi. Shammah Minah Kaifin Shaver. Pukta's Rabbi Huda Rabbi Yaisi Bibbub Vasra. The Amar Rabbi Huda and Kaifin Shaver. El Yikr Sashar. Don't write a Shaver. Rip up the star. And don't let him collect without the star. Then Kain Tarz Elishma Shaver Minah Kvarim. You're making this guy keep watching Shaver because of the mice or rats that can get to it. And for the Gemara Amra Abaya Tana Makaras. Shaver doesn't mean she writes the Shaver. She means we rip it. So Trashi Makaras starts Subasa. We make her rip starts Subasa. Now Tyson's here as an obvious question. This woman is not getting paid. What's her incentive to show her tzibah? She can come in and say, I lost my tzibah. So he's going to divorce her, right? What is he going to do? He wants to get rid of her. He doesn't have to pay a tzibah. So, of course, he has to have a receipt. Because 5 years later, she might pull out her divorce and her tzibah, say, you never paid me. So he said, well, because 5 years ago you were a Saita. Nobody will remember. Who remembers 5 years later in a different city that 5 years ago she was a Saita? So here we need a receipt. There's no other option. Usually you can tell the woman you're not getting a ksuba unless you show your receipt. She's not getting a ksuba here. She'll say, I don't have a ksuba. So what are we going to do to her? You're not paying her anyway. He wants to divorce her. Right? So he's going to have to write the get. And he's going to have to protect himself that 25 years later she doesn't pull out the ksuba and say, you never paid me.
What's
the star ksuba? Okay. The star ksuba is a financial document that the husband gives to his wife, that one of the things it does, it allows her to collect 200 zuz or 100 zuz, whatever it says in the ksuba, from her husband at the time of divorce or his death.
That's the marriage.
Nothing to, it's not a marital thing at all. It's a monetary contract written at the time of marriage. Right. It has no bearing on the validity of the marriage biblically. She's married, whether she has a ksuba or not. Exactly. Now, if you hold Ein Kaisin Shaver, if a woman wants a regular divorce, let's not talk about Saita. A woman comes into Bethan. She says, my husband divorced me. I lost my ksuba. He owes me the money. Bethan will tell her, sorry, lady, no ksuba, no money. We can't do it to your husband. How is he going to prove that he paid it if you keep the ksuba? She claims she lost it. I feel very bad for you. What am I supposed to do? There's a contract out that says he owes you money. If you don't give us back that contract, how are we going to prove that he paid it? The answer is, she'll say, I'll write him a receipt. Oh, you're making your husband watch the receipt. He's now going to have to hold that receipt because 10 years from now, you might pull the ksuba. One Maliyama says you can't do that. No ksuba, no money. The other Maliyama says there's nothing wrong. She can collect the ksuba, give the guy a receipt, and it's incumbent upon him to watch the receipt. That's the machloikas throughout Shas. It's a machloikas in every loan. You come to me and say, I owe you $100. I say, give me the shtar. I lost the shtar. Well, I'm not paying you if you don't give me the shtar. Because what's going to stop you 5 years from now to pull that shtar on me and I'll have to pay a second time? You're willing to write a receipt. I don't want to watch the receipt. I don't want to spend my rest of my life protecting myself for maybe you might pull it a second time. So one month the MS says, we say to the guy who lost the star, I feel bad for you. This is life. You don't have your star, you don't get the money. The other month the MS says, no. Write the receipt and have the guy watch the receipt. So this is the machloikas. Our Gemara says, this woman admits that she's tamei. She writes a receipt to her ksuba when he divorces her. The Gemara says, why is she writing a receipt? Let her return the ksuba. So the Gemara, the first teretz, that enochanami, it does, that's what it means. It doesn't mean she writes a receipt. It means she rips up the ksuba. That's what the Mishnah means. That's what Abaya answered. Now, Tysus has a problem. Over here, there's no incentive for her to return the ksuba. Her husband wants a divorce. He says, can I have the ksuba back? She says, I lost it. So he says, I won't pay you. She's not getting paid anyway. So why in the world should she hand it in? Now, poor husband has to worry about that 24 years from now, she might come into a bezin, pull up a ksuba and say, you never paid me. And nobody will remember that 24 years ago she was a saita. And that's why she lost the ksuba. So receipt is a necessity here. And everybody agrees when there's no option, you have to write a receipt. We're protecting the husband. There's no other way to protect him. Because she doesn't need to give the ksuba here now. She's not getting paid. She lost her ksuba. She lost the money.
What's the receipt saying?
You paid me my ksuba. This receipt says, I will never collect the ksuba. It's taken care of.
Oh, that's what, yeah, that's what this
yeah 100%.
Why isn't that a prerequisite to walking down the official line? Bring your ksuba with you.
She lost it.
Rewrite a new one.
Oh, excuse me. She lost her ksuba. They're going to drink Saita water. He's not writing her a new ksuba now. She lost her ksuba. Emphasizes, that's Tysus' discussion, emphasizes that he doesn't have to give her a get till she gives him back the ksuba. He can refuse to write the get. She'll remain married to him. He has no obligations to her. Does not defeat her. Does not take care of her.
She can't get married.
And she can't get married. So, if she's going to hold back the ksuba, he will not give her a get. If you hold writing receipt is a first option, so she can write a receipt. You don't write receipts. So he'll tell her, sorry, lady, you're not getting the bill of divorce. You'll never be able to get married unless I get your tzibah. So therefore, since the Gemara here says she writes the receipt, that means the Gemara is not insisting that she show her tzibah. It's a raya that we write receipts. And for the Gemara, it doesn't mean write receipt. It means rip up the tzibah. So to Gemara, Amalei Rava, Vashavar's study, that's not what the Mishnah says. Very nice, but the word says receipt. It doesn't say rip. There are cities that they never wrote a ksuba. They never wrote a document. The obligation was there without a document. There's no other option in that city except to write a receipt. And therefore, in those cities, you have to write a receipt. You have no other option. There's no way to say, produce your ksuba. There was no ksuba. Rashi. So Rashi, the Bunkum Shane Kaisen, ksuba, I'll sign come out my peasant, should take the Lubsula Messiah, blah, 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 blah. Shmigasha, but see a geet to the gaiva, but she takes out the get and collects. Who should have salmon up, she gets widowed, but VA the beast of the gaiva. Well, often keeping the capture, there's no other way to protect the husband or his estate. By the review, the Shukai Shaver. The Toivloi Shabi Zadak Tsas Raya Shaparai should have a riot that he paid, conditionally talks of a Tava Ada Misakarim, but that's an Acham, it's venom. Because if not, he died. She collected a ksuba because she had Adam that he died. They give her a ksuba. 5 years later, she goes to a different city, a different peasant, says, oh, my husband died, and she brings in to wait him that he died. There's no proof that he paid it. So therefore, there you have to write a receipt. So therefore, the Gemara's second teretz is, receipt is not a first option, but sometimes you have no other option. So with no other option, you write a receipt. Yes, doctor.
Number one, better than a receipt, witness.
No.
No,
it's not. It's not better, because people forget. It's 25 years later. They're in China. They both ended up in China. The thing happened in Yerushalayim. Nobody has any recollection exactly who, when, what, how, and therefore she can make a big tumult to get herself in bed.
I do not understand this. We have a public ceremony which occurs infrequently, which is attended by men, women, and children. Have Adas from multiple Kohanim and all of this going on. Why the receipt is necessary, I could have thought of this in the Mishnah, but it is okay to me.
Right, next. I mean, I obviously think Gemara disagrees with you. Meaning, I can't answer questions about factual things. The Gemara is saying there is a fear that she will be able to collect it some at a later date. There is that fear, right? And therefore, we write a receipt to protect it. You're saying there is no such fear. So what am I supposed to answer you?
No, I understand your objection. I thought of it myself. But I don't understand it. I mean,
fine, okay, you know, add that to the list of things that we don't understand.
We remember Esther Malka, and that happens more than 20 years.
I don't remember Esther Malka, trust me. I only know it because I read it every year. If not, I would have forgotten it a long time ago.
The other is when you said that he has no obligation to his wife because of that. I believe the language is that if someone takes an Isra and not his wife, he has to divorce. That sounds like he can be forced.
Again, there's no Isra and not him.
He said he's not feeding her, he's not.
That's not called an Isra and not. The reason Israel don't have to divorce her is because they live together in the same house. He's ultimately going to be over his nether. Here, they're not going to live together in the same house.
I agree.
What are we worried about?
I don't remember that part, but I don't remember why. Yeah. Thank you.
You just from your first question, there should be no lack of memory. It's a prayer for Gemara, you know what I mean? Dr. Gemara Weiter. Imamra Tahirani, if he claimed that she's Tahar, Malin Laisa Lushari Mizrach, they bring her up to the Eastern Gate. Now, if you look at the Mishnah said when he came, right, he went up to the Beis HaGadol, Shubi Shalayim. The Beis HaGadol and Shubi Shalayim was in the Lishkas HaGazes. The Lishkas HaGazes was located half in the Azara, half out of the Azara. But it was all the way at the top of the mountain, or not all the way at the top of the mountain, towards the top of the mountain. Now it says, bring her up to the Azara, which he's there already. She was in the Sanhedrin HaGadol. She went into the Sanhedrin HaGadol, who tried to persuade her to admit. She insisted that she's Tahira. So we're now going to do the process of Saita. So the Mishnah says, take her to B'Sin Azara. Well, she's there already. She came to the Lishkas HaGadol. She's right there. She's not going to have to go anywhere. She's standing right there. The first time she came, she went all the way up. She went to the Lishkas HaGadol to talk to the Sanhedrin, who's located half, like there in the half, that's not in the Azara, but in a room that's half in the Azara, half not in the Azara. That means she's all the way near there. Now you don't take her up to there. She's there already.
The eastern gate,
that's not up. She's right there. So she swings around. Malin Isa means we schlep her up. There's no up. In fact, the Gemara Malin Isa, Hasam Kaima, she's there, Zatrashi. Hasam Kaima, Tap Rashi. Belishka Sagazet, Kidagamrit. Shayimala Bezna got, they took it, they frightened her. Belishka Sagazet, Bazara, Isachetchibakaita, Shachetchibakail, Kidamar Beyuma Bergshani. And for the Gemara, the Maskina Law, Maksina Law, Kidayaga. No, we took her down after she talked to the Bezna Gadol. After she claimed she was Tahira, we take her walk down to the bottom of the mountain, and we take her back up to tire her out. Because then this fast, she's saying, what are you doing to me, schlepping me around? She'll admit that the incentive for her to admit, rather than be schlepped around town. Zatrashi, Machsinu la mikol harabayis, la'achashayim ala, k'dili yaga, v'tidak min amayim. When a person is tired, they're more worried. V'taydak k'shitira b'tzarasa. When she sees her problems, that they're schlepping her around, they're treating her like a piece of trash. I mean, I hate to use that word, but that's what we're doing. She'll admit faster rather than go through the process. Dr. Gemara D'Tanya, that we learned that same thing is true by any case of capital punishment. We try to tire the Edom out so they shouldn't testify to kill somebody. In case they're lying, it's like to tire them out and say it's not worth it. The tiny of Shimon Lazarim and Bezim Messina say to me, Malcolm Lamalcolm. They moved them from place to place. They should turn of diet on them. They should get a little confused, tired. The Yaxabem say, forget it, we're not testifying. Rashi. Messina say to them, Shemidim Edis the Fushis. This is a regular case of capital punishment. Shabbat can I say, Messim Pina and Pina Melishka Lishka. They moved them from room to room, from corner to corner, just to tire them out.
Does that have to do with because
one minute. We're talking about the Edom. We're bringing a proof that one of the methods we use to get people not to do the wrong thing is to tire them out. So we're tiring the woman out so she should admit that we shouldn't have to be Meichik Shem Hashem. We're proving from the fact that we do that by Edom also who come to testify to kill somebody. So we move them around so in case it's not true, they won't testify. Nothing to do one with the other. It's just a proof that moving around is an effective way of getting people to not do a wrong thing. That's all.
Man, I know I'm wrong.
So then, if you know you're wrong, then there's no question. Obviously, they tire them out, but they're not too tired to open their mouth and talk. I know people that talk all the time, no matter how tired they are. To some, Mashkin is Hasaitis. Okay, so it says three things used to be done in Shaar Niktar. Three things the Mishnah says. Now remember, Shaar Niktar, let me just place where this is. Shaar Niktar, when you come up the Azara from the Harabayas, you enter the Harabayas, then you walk into a lattice, there's a lattice wall. Beyond the lattice wall is something called the Chil. The section of the Harabayas. We don't need it here for this Gemara. I'm just being intellectually honest. From the Chil, you walk into a room called the Ezras Nashim. It's called the Ezras Nashim because that's where the women used to be, but there were many other things that happened in that room. Then there were steps. There were steps all the time, but there were 15 steps. And that took you up to the Azara, where they did the Avodah. That's called the Azara. As is Yisrael, as is Kehanim, there are different sections of that, but it's one big room. In that big room, I shouldn't say room, in that big area, it's not, there's no roof on top. In that big area is the Beis HaMikdash. In that big Azara, which is 187 amas by 135 amas, there was the Beis HaMikdash in that big area called Azara. The eastern door of the Azara, when you came up the steps, was called Shar Nikdar. Shar Nikdar was not made part of the Azara. In order to allow people who can't walk into the Azara to be near the Azara, to be Lifnei Hashem, so they could see the Beis HaMikdash, be in front of the Beis HaMikdash, because the Torah insists that certain people have to be Lifnei Hashem. Now, when they're down the steps, they're not considered Lifnei Hashem, so they have to come up the steps. Now, if right on the top of the steps is Kedushas Azara, these some people are not allowed there. So what are they going to do? So they left the Shar Nikdar, this gate, to be a place where you can stand in a gate. It's open. It's Lifnei Hashem. But at the same time, it doesn't have Kedushas Azara. So the Mishnah said there were three people that were placed there. The scientists, the women that gave birth and brought their korbanos, and the tzoroim. Because the Mitzayra had to stick his fingers in to get the oil and the blood put on his thumbs and his toes. So we didn't want to walk into the Azara. The Torah allowed him to stick certain parts in, but that's it. So he had to stand in a place that wasn't Azara. But at the same time, he had to get his finger in and his thumb in. How is he going to get it in if he's standing on the bottom of the steps? So obviously he has to stand on the top of the steps, right there. So he's standing outside the Azara, and he can sit certain body parts, his earlobes, his thumbs, and things, into the Azara. So those three have to be there. That's what the Mishnah told us. Right. Yes?
Where's
the Lishkas HaGazis? Lishkas HaGazis is in on the side of the Azara, one of the sides, and it's a big room off the Azara. Half of it is within the confines of the Azara, and half of it's on the other side of the Azara.
And
the
Knor are above it?
No, it's even.
Oh, you said there were steps leading up to the Shari Niknor.
From the Ezra's Nashim.
So, Ezra's Nashim. So where were they doing this before, where they were in violation of the others? That's even...
It's higher up.
They're already there.
That's the Gemara's Kasha. We had that Gemara's Kasha. Thank you for being Mechavim to the Gemara. And then the Gemara said, we moved her down. That was the Gemara's Kasha. Thank you. Dump to Gemara. Bishloima, Saitas. Why did Saitas have to stand in the Shar Nikdar? She had to be Lifnei Hashem. Right, and we didn't want her drinking in the Azara. There was no issur for her to walk into the Azara. Saita's allowed into the Azara. But if she drinks and dies, that's not really where we want her to pass out. So we take her to the door of the Azara. It says the word Lifnei Hashem. So he also has to be standing there. As we pointed out, he has to stick certain body parts into the Azara. Ella, you let us my time up. Why does the Aletus have to be there?
His hands are probably 6
cents.
They're actually inside the...
Yes.
Past the Shar Nikdar.
Correct.
And that's a
heter. The Torah said that. Now, the Gemara has two ways of understanding that, not here. Is it pshat because sticking a finger in is not called an iser? Or is it pshat that the Torah said, let the Mitzvah do this even though it's us? Either way, the Torah prescribed him to do it, so it's not our problem.
And that's for Sota and for the Yoledis. Sota and the Yoledis also do it.
They don't have to stick anything in.
They just stand there.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Does anyone who might talk about this? Sorry, rabbit hole. We don't see anybody enter into something like the transfer from Rosh Hashanah.
Person
is not until
50%. It's not nothing to do with it. It's not a different sugya. It's a whole sugya of shas. We're not going to cover it over here. Eli Yeletus, my time up. Why does the Yeletus have to be there? Elaim is from the Asim Akaima Kubanayu. Is it because they're supposed to be there when they bring their offering? Yeletus brings Kubanas. The Tanya ain't Kubanas Shalom Kaiva Kinaman Agabav. Lechatchila. We don't bring a carbon of a person unless the person who brings the carbon is standing there. Now she can't go in because she's still Tameh. She's not completely Tahar until she brings her Karbanos, but we want her to be near her Karban, so we want her to stand there. So if don't pick on the Yeletis, any Tameh that has to bring Karbanos, Azav, Azava, also has to be there for the same reason. They're bringing Karbanos. They should be standing there. Why is the Mishnah pointing out Yeletis? You're right. You're right. There's nothing special about Yeletis. Any Tamei that has to bring his carbon but can't go into the Azara, when a person's so hard he brings his carbon, he should walk the carbon into the Azara. But when a person, Tamei, can't walk into the Azara, but he has to bring his carbon. So what does he do? He stands in Shana Ignor. This is as close as he can get. If he's allowed there. It happens to me that Mitzari and Yeleta, these Tameim that are called Mechusri Kippurim, they're ready at the stage of the Tumah, that all they need is their carbon, are allowed into the Ezra's Nashim. A lot of Tameim can't even go that far. A lot of Tameim can't even enter the Harabayas. We're talking about these Tameim, they're allowed all the way up till the Azara. But they have to be there. So what do? They stand in Shar Nikdar. That's why Shar Nikdar was never made Kedusha, in order to facilitate this.
Could their husbands bring it for them? Not
the Katkhila.
Also, she has to be
Torah. Why is she Torah? She went to the mikvah. She's a Torah lady.
We trust her. We should that she.
Well, again, a woman is not a.
All right. That's assumed that.
Yeah, if she's Tamei, she, Anita is not going into our bias. So obviously, this process has to be when she's no longer Anita.
Even if she was Mazana, you know.
And nothing to do with Tumah.
Zayna's allowed into
it. Exactly. Again. We're not taking her into the Azara. We're not having her drink there, but we're having her stand by Shara Nichnar. It says the Sneh Hashem. So she has to be there.
So she never crossed the threshold of the Shara.
Well, she went before she could.
But she, before this... Well,
she's not drink. The first one
was already in there.
Again, she was, first of all, she was in the half that was Chulim. Second of all, she could have gone in before.
So the doorway of Shara Nichnar was part Chulim then?
No. Again,
how did they get to the Lishkas?
There's other entrances.
Oh.
Not the only entrance in the Azara, number one. Number two is, there's a big Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Kedushin that we had. When the Gemara said, the Chiisha Azara Minayin, the Gemara used that language. A guy did Kedushin with Kacha Kedusha, Frank the Gemara, the Chiisha Azara Minayin. Right, so Rashi learns each of women are not allowed into the Azara, and Tosfos jumps all over him and says, why not? So the Taisus learns it's not shchiach that a woman should be there. But Pashtus, it's not usher for a woman to walk into the Azara if she has to go in. But here she's going to drink. We're not making her drink in the Azara. It's not a good idea.
Do they have Kohanim by the doors waiting to go and checking people in?
I have no idea. I wasn't there. I can't tell you. You can make up your own story and write your own book. And it'll tell me about how it worked. I have no idea when the Kohanim stood there and took it. When you walked in and said, excuse me, you're Tahar, you're Tamei? Said, I don't know if they had this questionnaire for him to fill out when you walked in.
You're saying that
Kedusha Zohar
did not start until you were
completely. I did not say that. I was very careful. I said Shar Nikdar had no Kedusha Zohara. Once you stuck your finger past that, you might have been violating the Kedusha Zohara.
The halfway point or past?
The whole Shar Nikdar had no Kedusha Zohara. Any woman in those days that was Tahira went to the mikvah. She's a regular woman.
Now, standard procedure, you go to the mikvah before you go.
A tummy's not allowed in the Anita's not allowed in the Harabaya.
Everybody went to the mikvah.
Every man went to the mikvah before they walked
everyone.
In.
And the other thing is, when we go to the kosher now, no, stick our fingers in it.
I didn't say that. I'm not going there. This is not a halacha shiur about the Kaisa Maravi. Anybody wants to learn about Kaisa Maravi, there's a whole bunch of tshuvas on it. It's not for here and now. What is it a wall of?
Right.
We don't. There's a big machloek is what the Kaisa Maravi is a wall of.
What is a wall? It might be the
Zohar
over there?
I'm not saying. I didn't say that. Some sheet is old, yes. And according to that, you can't even walk up to the Kaisel. So, again, if you're walking up to the Kaisel, you're making an assumption, which most Sefrites hold, that it's not the wall of the Azara. It's the wall of the Harabais. Is it in the Harabais? Is it out of the Harabais? So, again, I'm not going there. This is not Agamar. Now we're not learning about the Kaisel. Maybe Shem Mashiach will come this week. There won't be any. There will be a Beis HaMikdash. And I don't know. I don't know how they check. They computer check you when you walk in to see if you're Torah or not. I have no idea. Rashi. Dr. Gemara.
Rebbe, you say that it's not fitting to have this happen to her because of it? Because of...
We don't... Why should we take her into the Azara to drink and have her explode in the Azara? Wouldn't that be a good thing? But we have to have her with the Hashem.
Because it's ugly?
Yeah, it's not... But first of all, if she dies there, it's a big problem. Even if she dies in the Shire Nikna, it's a big problem. They used to schlep her out right away. But, again, why should she be in the Azara? But she has to be Lifnei Hashem. Rashi.
There is a lengthy or appreciable introduction before she dies.
Yeah. True, yes, 100%. I don't know if it's lengthy, but it is an introduction, correct? It might take a minute. I have no idea how long it takes. Rashi, Lifnei Hashem, Bua Pesach, Shabbai Derech Knisi V'Yitzia L'chol Boi Azara. The regular people that walk into the Azara walk into the Eastern Gate. They be completely tar. They have to bring their birds. A person has to be there. That a representative of the carbon has to be there. In a personal carbon, the person has to be there. They're still not completely tar. They still need to bring a carbon. They stood in the cavity of Shar Niknor, in the Scottish, in the airspace. And the answer is, you're right. They talk you can't go in. And in Okanami, they talk you stood in Shar Niknor also. The Mishnah just picked one of the three.
It didn't have to. Made a kiddush anyhow.
The Rabbi Nishleilam. He said when they built it, he said not to make kiddusha for Shar Niknor.
Rabbi just said before, don't make it kiddusha.
Right.
Don't make it. You had the opportunity.
So Imam Adavar HaMelech was Mekadosh Ritzvah Sazara. He made the Malkim have kiddusha. Whatever process he used to make.
That's my question. What process?
The Mesechta Shavuos. It talks about how you Mekadosh the Azara. I add to that Zara. Talks about that. So I don't remember offhand the exact process, but whatever process was used was made by David and Shlomo. And when they built it, they decided not to have that place Kaddish in order to facilitate these people that have to be Lifnei Hashem and can't walk into the Azara.
What happened if he had a Rebbe who didn't know all this stuff? What are you going to do?
What? He one of two things. He can either make it up like I do. You have no idea if I know the stuff or I'm making it up. Number one, you're trusting me. He might be making it up like I just maybe made it up. Or he'll say, I don't know. Depends on the person. You have no right that I know what I'm talking about. For all you know, I just made this whole thing up. I happen not to make this up, but that's not the point. At least I think I didn't make it up yet.
I mean, the other thing is, you know, at this point, this was a common practice. It wasn't something which happened 100 years ago, 2,000 years ago.
Active, and there were people. Well, they wrote the Mishnah, yeah. They were still in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, or probably wasn't the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and they were still doing it. Yes, correct. Even though it was ending at that point, it was coming to an end. Not because of the Churban. It ended before the Churban. But the process stopped and ended at a certain point. When this is one of the things that stopped. This is one of the things that stopped. Don't think about it, but it's not for now. Don't think about it. Turn around, Bonner. If there are two scientists at the same time, do not bring him into the Azara and do the process at the same time. Why? Mrs. A will look at Mrs. B, and Mrs. B is standing there willing to drink. And Mrs. A says, I'm not going to admit B is doing it. I can do it too. if B weren't around, A might be, maybe I shouldn't drink the water. But if she sees Mrs. B standing there, confident, ready to go, so she says to herself, she can do it, so can I.
Ready to go.
Rabbi Yehuda says that's not the reason. Elo Mikra, Oysa Levada, says the Hishka, doesn't say, says the Hishbiya, Oysa HaKayan. Oysa, one woman at a time, no two. It's exactly like custom. Frech the Gemara of a Tanakama, Ksiv Oysa. So why doesn't the Tanakama bring a reason when he has a Pasuk? And for the Gemara, Tanakama, Rav Shimon, he did the Darsh time in the Krab. This is Rav Shimon's opinion, that whatever it is, Xeris HaKosif, try to say the reason. So the reason for the Xeris HaKosif is, we don't want two there, one get each one getting strength from the other one. Frech the Gemara, Matam Kamar, Matam, Oysa Levada, Deish Lo Yidba Gaz Mechavita, Mai Benayu. What difference does it make if you hold like Reb Shimon or you don't hold like Reb Shimon? Bottom line is the Torah said Isa, right? The Navkamina is in a woman that she's trembling. Now, obviously, she does not have strength from her friend. She's sitting there and trembling. That means she's not willing to do this. She's not looking at the other one who's standing there confidently. She's not confident, and she didn't get any confidence from her friend. Look at her. She's trembling. So if the reason is because of getting confidence from your friend, it would not apply here. If the reason is Xeris HaKosif without any understanding, so too, the Torah said only one at a time. So according to Shimon's time at the Krah, we can define the reason. The reason defines the halacha. What? Correct.
What's the ship?
Okay, we're talking about people that are sighted. That's all. Again, we'll talk about that later on. We're not going to get involved in that now. Rashi.
Why is she trembling with fear? She didn't do anything.
Either she did or didn't, number one. And number two is, again, it's still scary. The mice say she's drinking something that can kill her.
Knows whether she did. If she did, then she's going to be scared. You know, that I hear. She's banking on the fact that she has schutz, and maybe I don't. That I hear, but she didn't do it there. What's the fear?
I know, I'm not a psychologist, but in my limited understanding of human behavior, is if somebody goes somewhere that is bad and frightening, even if they feel they know that they're not subject to that, the fear is still there.
Haunted house, like.
Park, I would think of a better example, but if you like haunted houses, that's a great example. There's some things that just make you scared. You know, what if it doesn't work exactly? What if my body reacts the wrong way? You can know everything, and you're still afraid.
The dentist chair.
Thank you. I love the mush of the dentist chair because that's the most frightening place there is. It's a dentist chair. Yes, the dentist chair. Whenever I have to use a muscle for Yisurim, I say the dentist chair. Because it's a good muscle. Because Yisurim are the type of the person. People that go to the dentist go for their own good. But it's still painful and they still hate it. But they go because they have to go. That's a beautiful muscle for your story. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm out of here. Thank you. Did he pay you for this? Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Shayegi Bagas Mechavita. Shema Hakas Emenis Abuya standing on her strength. In the Maida, Lemon Tmeani. The Gavat is Shitmeya, Raya Zu, Shayna Maida. The Sevela says Baishta. He says, it's Kedai, I'll take a chance. Believe him, it's Gabriel, alas, it's Kmaizu, Vein Amayda. The other one's not admitting, gives her strength not to admit. That's not the reason. Reb Shimon Yav time in LaCroix. Now Rashi brings where Reb Shimon said this, that we build this sheet on Reb Shimon. The comment of the Torah says, do not take a mashkin from an amana. You lend an amana money, do not take collateral. Why is the reason? The pasuk says, "Exeris hakasim." The tzachbo beged amana comes along Reb Shimon and says, "You know why the Torah said this? Because when an amana is poor, in the morning you're going to bring back her day clothing, and at night you're going to come pick it up. In the morning you bring it back, at night you pick it up, and after a while a short while, the rumors will start flying about your relationship with the Amana. Therefore, the Torah says, no Mashkin to Amana. But if she's wealthy, then you don't have to take any Mashkin back from her. You can take them, and you don't have to give them back to her. You could. Ania, now my relay Bashira. The time I make Christian about the Mashkin up, because if you take a Mashkin from her, about the Chayv La'achzot, about the Nifl Shachos, Nifl Harvest La'chzirai, you pick it up in the morning and return it in the evening, Messiah Shem Rabbish from Israel, you spread a bad rumor. I mean, now you. But Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon, even Shem Liba Gaspa, even Shem Seret HaKasim, what difference does it make? Ikebenayu, Isha Shana Rayim Bashir Esesis, Meim Is Amayim, she's trembling from the fear of the water. Veinam Eidam. The Laman Damash Lay Liba Gaspa, according to the Laman Damash, it says that she shouldn't get Chizuk from the other one on the Rayim, Shem Liba Gaspa. We see it's not working. Mandalay Darish time of the Krah, Alexeris HaKasim, a Mashkin, Yom Imachem, period. Fred the Gemara. According to Shimon, it comes out that if the woman is trembling, we won't give two scientists to drink at the same time. Here is this lady trembling. The other lady is not trembling. We can proceed with both of them at the same time. Fred the Gemara, but it's not true. For I says it's me Mashkin, but ain't I submit this Chavilas Chavilas. We don't treat mitzvahs in bundles. We don't do mitzvahs in a set. Like, let's get rid of these mitzvahs quickly. We take each mitzvah by itself. And therefore, we don't want to do two saitas at the same time. It's like, okay, saita hour. Let's get it done with. Next, we do one saita, the second saita. To give each one its own mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. To give each mitzvah its own time and place. Like the Baisa says, Leferish Nan, Ein Mashkin Shei Saitas Kachas, Ein Mitarin Shnei Mitzaron Kachas, don't do two Mitzaron same time, Vein Reitzi Shnei Avadim Kachas, you don't bore two Avadim at the same time, Vein Arvim Shnei Eglas Kachas, if two bodies were found, and the city has to bring Agla Rufa, and there's two cities, one has to bring it, and the other has to bring it, by the way, they don't bring it near the city, they go to a land, they don't bring two at the same time. You say, I submit to Chavilas Chavilas. Amar Abai, we tell Merv Kahana, Loi Kasha. Kam B'Kayin Echad, Kam B'Shnei Kahana. If one Kayin were doing both at the same time, that looks like Chavilas Chavilas. Two different Kahanim are processing it. Each one's doing their own. That's not Chavilas Chavilas. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Recessus Mi Mashkin, Imo Acheres. Nihid Ein Li Bagasva, Ikir Amish Masiyas Mitzvah Chavilas. So, doing mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, right? Chavilas chavilas, shenirich yimishayel of l'masoy, it looks like mitzvahs are a burden, v'mayel l'parak masoy, and he's hurrying to get rid of it. Kayin echad avi chavilas, v'chein lag avi avadim bezen echad avadim echad. It would be one master with two avadim. Taisa says, Akasha, ain't I some mitzvahs chavilas chavilas is a rabbinic thing. It's rabbinic. It's not a deraisa. Here we're talking about mitzvah deraisa, whether you do or not. And the Gemara being said, how could you do it? Ain't I submit this chavilas chavilas? The Gemara should answer. They're arguing shat the pasuk. Shimon is saying, as far as the pasuk is concerned, you can do it. Maybe the Rabbanan can answer it. They're not dealing with lemaisa. They're dealing, what did the pasuk ban? Did the pasuk ban all ladies together, or only when she's not recessive? That's shat the pasuk. In fact, the Gemara, but you can't do it for a different reason. Maybe, enochinami, it's a rabbinic reason. We're dealing biblical, they're bringing in rabbinic. Titus Bob Sarachian. Yes, Rabbi Weimer. Again, I didn't hear you. Yes. I don't know, I'd have to research it. I'm not going to answer. I don't know. I would have to look it up, whether it's the same thing or a different thing. I don't know. Yes, doctor.
Not doing this is not like this, but in this case, it's stopping you from doing it. It's modifying the way in which you do it. Anyway, it doesn't obviate
it, right,
at all.
Again. Again. The Gemara had a machlokes, whether biblically speaking, if one of the women are trembling and the other one is not, can you do them together?
Right.
Then came along the Gemara and said, you can't do them together anyway because of Ein Eitzim Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas.
Right.
So Taisus, the Gemara could have answered, the argument in the two Tanoim was not practically. It was how to learn the pasuk. And then the Rabbanan came along and added an Ein Aitzah Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. It has nothing to do with pshat in the pasuk. That machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is the biblical halacha, not necessarily the practical halacha. That slices this kasha, and he says he doesn't have an answer.
It doesn't over practice at all. I mean, most of them get their drink.
At different times.
I understand. You know,
the question of Shimon, if you have two Kohanim, if they are confident, then you can't do that either?
Correct. Not at the same time.
But you use Isa, because each one is doing Isa.
Doesn't make a difference. Because Isa means not two at the same time, that one can get strength from the other. He said Rav Shimon. I didn't say nothing.
But Rav Shimon? Yeah,
Shimon. Shimon says diamond and craw. So he says it's because of getting strength from the other lady.
Even if you have two Kohanim doing
it. Doesn't make a difference. It's the same time. They see each other. They're both standing in Shar Niknar.
They put a machitza or something.
I don't know. You know, all this? I don't know.
They didn't have booths to do this.
Rebbe wasn't there.
Yeah.
I thought it was
he says, I saw it because they're going to get strength from each other. That's how he translates the pasuk.
But the word also does not necessarily mean alone, according to the Tanakh.
It does.
So it doesn't need.
No. Shimon explains the reason of the pasuk. Why does the Torah insist on alone? Tanakhama says, I don't know, you need reasons. I see the pasuk, I take the pasuk to the bank without reasons. You want to tell me reasons? Speak Shabbos morning. You want to talk about pasuk? Pasuk. Rav Shimon says, no. We figure out the reasons, we base halacha on that.
And if he didn't come up with a reason, if he didn't come up with a reason,
then he would say it's exeris hakasav.
It would take
sense. Absolutely. Well, if he doesn't know the reason, he has to accept the pasuk. He doesn't cancel psukim.
Well, Rav Shimon is known for being...
This is the Tana that's Irish time in the crowd.
Well, he always finds a reason.
I didn't say that. You just said that.
I'm asking.
I have no idea. I wasn't there. I didn't go through all shots with Rav Shimon to know whether he has a reason for every mitzvah. I have no idea. We find it number of times to Shas. We found it by Leitzis Chattenbaum, we found it by Amelach, we find it by Hamana. There's cases, I don't know, I can't count them. I remember 4 or 5 cases. I don't know.
How many times a week was it done this week?
Who said it was done a week? Maybe it was done, wasn't done every, only every 44 years.
It was done.
Again, yes, it was done over history. How often? I have no idea.
Then how could there be two in the same day?
They can. There can be two in the same day.
I know it can. I understand, but I was curious when we were talking about whether the wording or whatever permits two in the same day. How often was this? This was a spectacle.
Not too often. That's for sure, not too often. But I have no idea. I can't answer that question. Yes.
Rabbi Zakaria, never happened here on Izakas.
I don't know who it was. Tomorrow only says two things. Mitzera, Myra, near Izakas. It did happen. The Midrashim, famous Midrash, everybody knows. They must have read it in some book or some stories of Chazal, that the two sisters, one was a Saita, one wasn't. She said to identical twins. What? It's a medrash. And she drank and didn't get killed because she never was Mazana. Then she met her sister and they hugged and kissed and the thing went across and the sister and collapsed inside.
Is it a Rashi? Where?
I know it's a medrash. So it did happen. But how often it happened? I don't know.